Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. on the Central side, and we are here every Thursday at this time on Janine Avila's radio show. So for those people unfamiliar with me, my name is Peter Mingles. We own this whole thing. Janine is a gal who is a business coach as well as a whole bunch of other things, and she's picked this spot where we do a radio show every Thursday at 8:30, whether she shows up or not. I playfully say sometimes she's traveling or she's whatever. She's the Mr. Magoo of Building Fortunes Radio. If there were two of us, it would be me and her. We would be Mr. and Mrs. Magoo. So for all those people that wonder, you know, if you haven't watched Mr. Magoo, you got to get the reference. But anyway, so that's an older inside joke. But anyway, so having said that, Janine is a business coach. She's got a great website. It's real easy to remember, too. It's JanineAvila.com. Janine is easy to spell, J-A-N-I-N-E. And then the Avila is A-V-I-L-A. So you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine to hear previous radio shows. And then if you go to JanineAvila.com, you'll be able to pick up the radio shows there as well as see all the cool things that she's working on. And sometimes we do the radio show ourselves, and sometimes we have a guest. And today, Janine is going to cover a special topic and kind of blend in some personal information as well. So, Janine, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Peter, and it's good to be here. And I appreciate everybody that's tuning in, whether you're listening live right now tonight or you are listening on the podcast or the replay, because tonight's show, I think, is an important show. I've been excited about it because if you saw the show promotion, and I hope you did, Morgan did a great job with the image that she put out. But the topic of the show is train your mind to be stronger than your circumstances. And that's something that I've had to learn over the years. And having a strong mind is what we need. We live in turbulent times. We live in a time where there's uncertainty. There's a lot of theories, opinions, opposition about what's going on. And a lot of people, especially right now, are kind of like starting to get scared. And, you know, fear is not a healthy emotion. And having a strong mindset can get you through all kinds of stuff. And I know that from personal experience, because if I ever slow down enough to write my book, I've had a series of adversity and tragic events in my life. But I've also had amazing events, and one of the things that has helped me in my life was developing a mindset that helped me get through things. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I never have a bad day. But what I will tell you is I have surrounded myself with the right people, and I have learned how to build a strong mindset. And the good news for everybody listening is you can develop your mindset to be strong. And how many times, and by the way, if you are an entrepreneur, and I'm sure you are if you're listening to this show, you're building your own business, or you're trying to work from home, and you're trying to, you know, get out of your day job or whatever you're doing, it requires a tough mindset. Because when you're the business owner, when you're the person where the buck stops here, you can't collapse into emotional crises when things go wrong. And things always go wrong. That's life. I have my oldest son, I was having a conversation with him a few weeks ago, and he said, Mom, you know what one of the greatest things you ever taught me was? And I said, well, there were so many, it's hard to. he said, you always told us life isn't fair, because it isn't. And it's not fair. And at the expectation that everything should be fair leads to disappointment. And when my kids would say, that's not fair, they say, well, get used to it, because life is not fair. You have to learn kind of navigate through life knowing it's not fair. And if you're expecting it to be perfect, you're in for disappointment. What you learn to do when you develop a strong mind is you learn to see the good in things, and you learn to say, like W. Clement Stone said, that's good, here's why. When you learn that and you can practice it in the moment, it's absolutely life-changing. And I'm going to go through some things that we can do, but I just want to, just for a point of reference, like how many of you have heard people, and I'm certainly not minimizing a tragedy or a crisis because I know the pain of that. But I have had some really good mentoring and coaching and counseling to help me through these things. And so it's my honor to be able to share these with people, the things that I went through that really helped me. And one thing I want to tell you is you oftentimes if we've been through something once and it starts to happen again, our mind can start to freak out. I can't, and you've probably said it or heard people say, I can't do this again. I can't go through this again. And simply saying that weakens you. But the truth is, you can. And when you learn to realize, even though it wasn't fun and it was difficult, you did get through it. And what happens is you start to build emotional muscle. Just like when you go to the gym and you're building muscle, you start to build emotional muscle. And the muscle memory that occurs in the physical body occurs in the mind. It's like, oh, I know what to do here. And when you take that perspective and you realize, I can get through this. And I'll just, I can actually talk about this now for years. I couldn't. When my brother was killed, I remember thinking, I can't do this. I can't go on. I can't do this without my brother. I don't want to. And I was just like, oh, I was seeking counseling, and the counselor said something to me, and I said, I'm just so sad, and I was grieving, and she said, that's okay to grieve, but don't collapse into it. And just the way she said that, don't collapse into it, strengthened me, and it made me realize that's what I was doing. So you just learn how to do this. And, if you're listening to this show, I know you're obviously interested in this, and it's important. Because when you're running a business, the show must go on. The business must go on. And you have to go to work. You're not an employee that can call in and say, hey, I'm not coming in today. I had a death in the family, or I'm having a personal marriage crisis, or, I hurt my back, which I did hurt my back last week. So I'm, preaching what I practice here. You have to overcome stuff. But you get better at it every time it happens. And life is full of twists and turns and pitfalls and things that go wrong. But we're building character. And you can't see it when you're in it, but you'll see it with other people. And I use a lot of it is our wording and our thoughts. And like I said, you don't have to be born this way. You're not born mentally strong. It's something you develop by the books you read, what you listen to, the people you surround yourself with. With the faith you have, all of these things are what keeps you strong, and you have mental stamina that can get you through tough times. And, we've all been through a lot of tough times, but building mental strength is fundamental to living your best life. And everybody likes to say, oh, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Well, it's easy to live your best life when everything's going good, but when it's not, then what do? You just turn to these right things and you have resources. And I'm going to go over a few of them. But one of my favorite stories, and forgive me if you've heard it over and over, about just the way we think about things, mindset that controls our happiness, is the story of, and Peter, I'm sure you've probably heard this, the story of the two shoe salesmen that went to Africa to sell shoes. And the company sent them both to Africa to sell shoes. Well, when they got there, the first salesman, the way the story goes, because it's so old, was sent a wire back, but I think now I should change it to email or a text, and sent back to the corporate office and said, change my flight, bring me home, nobody here wears shoes. And the second one sent back an email, and he said, extend my flight, send more inventory. Nobody here wears shoes. See the mindset difference? One person said, "Nobody, this is bad, I'm going home, it's not going to work." The other person thought it was opportunity. And it's the exact same situation, and it's just the way we choose to handle it. And this is kind of silly, but I travel a lot, and one of the things I've noticed in the airports, you get a lot of fun people watching in the airports. But when I watch people when they lose their luggage, and you've ever had to go to that, like nobody likes it, right? It's like, oh, no, my luggage didn't come off. So you have to go to the little office, and you have to wait with a bunch of people. And what I always notice is that we're all experiencing the same thing. We all have lost luggage. Some people are crying. Some people are cussing. Some people are patiently waiting and just doing what they have to do. But when I watch some people absolutely coming off the rails because their luggage was lost, it reminds me of the importance of people having mental strength and not suffering through things that aren't worthy of that kind of suffering. You guys have heard me talk about Rosemary, who was my mentor early in business, and she taught me something very important. And that's the other thing that my son said to me that helped him a lot in life too. Rosemary would say, if money can fix it, it's not a problem because we know how to make money. Real problems are things money can't fix. Money can't buy away cancer. Money can't, you know, bring back a lost loved one. But if it's money, and that way we don't sit around and suffer and cry, or at least we catch ourselves, and we don't do it for very long. So, and it's like, okay, go to work. You know, roll your sleeves up and say, start making a list. What are all the things I can do? If money's the problem, what is the problem? If it's heartbreak, that's different. Money can't fix a heartbreak. But there's a lot of things you can do. So what I want to do, Peter, I want to give you a shot here to say something, and then let's go to commercial. Then when we come back, I'll give some ideas on things you can do to build a strong mind.
Nope, I'm all good with this, and I'm very interested in hearing some of those examples or exercises you're going to be able to give us. And we're going to be right back after this little radio commercial with Building Fortunes Radio. But remember, if you go to JeaneAvila.com, you'll see her website. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jeaneen, you'll be able to hear other radio shows just like this with excellent tips. So here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back with Jeaneen Avila. And Jeaneen, I will just comment on one thing, the little thought exercise you gave us a little bit earlier about losing luggage. It's just a great example of how people can whip themselves into an emotional frenzy based on their expectations at the end, like how do they think this is going to end. So maybe somebody that might have a wedding dress in a luggage case and they're like, oh, my God, now what? You know, or maybe somebody that has medicine or maybe somebody that has a computer or maybe somebody that has whatever. It's pretty interesting, the power of the mind and how somebody can go from one thing and whip themselves into an emotional frenzy. So great thought exercise. So back to you.
Well, and that's a really important point because it is a lot of what happens is people let their imaginations run wild. And like Mark Twain said, Mark Twain on worry is one of the best things I've ever heard. He said, I've suffered a great many catastrophes in my life. Most of them never happened. And he's just worried about them in his mind, but you suffer through them like they're happening. And that's so true. And, you know, honestly, I don't like it when they lose my luggage, but sometimes I do if I'm tired. And it doesn't happen a lot. But the way I think about it is, oh, well, now they have to bring it to me at my hotel. I don't have to go drag this around. And, you know, you just kind of know that that's part of the thing. But it is, and I see people do it. When I see people in there cussing at the agents and crying and being that reactive, I know that they haven't done much mental work on themselves. So it's just an important thing. Okay, so let's go through some tips. You know, we all know what the issue is. We want to be tougher. We hope we don't have to. You know, it'd be nice not to have to be. And I said once, Peter, I'm tired of being so strong all the time. I don't want to be. But you do. But so I'm not trying to sit here and say, like, I'm perfect. But I will tell you one thing. I have a strong mind, and I can go through circumstances now. And when I look back at what my life was when I was going through my divorce and I was first, you know, faced with raising kids and I had my business and everything I was trying to do, I didn't think I could do it. And I've had a really tough last couple of 2 weeks. And you do things to motivate yourself. And that's what I do. And I mean, and I had a bad fall and I hurt myself and I was at my doctor's office. You know, you all heard me whining about my knee replacement last year. And so I went and had my knee checked to make sure I hadn't re-injured it. And he has a picture on his wall. He's a sports medicine doctor. And he has a picture on his wall, the famous picture where Muhammad Ali is knocking out Sonny Liston, you know, and he's laying on the mat. And that look, I looked at that, and I just cropped out the part where Sonny Liston was on the mat, and that look on Muhammad Ali's face of like, just, I got this, I'm nailing this. And I put it on my lock screen on my phone because I have to do things to keep visually. I'm very visual. Most of us are in front of me to say, you got this. You got it. You're going to knock these problems out. Let's just go. Let's just go. And that's the only way I know how to do it. So number one, don't react right away. When something happens, a lot of times when we try to react right away, and I was guilty of this, and I've gotten better. Actually, I was doing it today, and I was talking to a friend, and he caught me, and he's like, hey, remember? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. And I had a business coach for years, Jean Allen, great, and she'd say, pump the brakes, because she could tell I was getting reactive. And there's a lot of power in not reacting right away and allowing yourself to see something that's going on, evaluating it, and then deciding how you want to react, not just reacting off emotion. So don't react right away. Pump the brakes. Number two is to be conscious of your thoughts. It's our own thoughts oftentimes that are driving us crazy. That's what you were saying, Peter, about, you know, people whipping themselves into a frenzy, people worrying about what's going to happen when it hasn't happened, or the thoughts they're having, like, now this is going to happen, and then I'm going to lose my car, and then I'm going to... And it's not happening. And when you're having those thoughts, though, thoughts are very powerful. And, you know, we had Blaine Elkers on the show who did his TED Talk on Whiteva, what you think about, you bring about. And that's absolutely true. And in Scripture, it says words are powerful. You speak things right into existence. So we have to be careful of our thoughts and our words and what we say. And to realize, is this real or is this what my own brain is telling me. So you have to, like, analyze your thoughts and say, why am I really, you know, getting so upset here? And oftentimes, we're not asking ourselves the right question. And when we learn to do that, we start to build this mental strength. Another thing is to discover the why of your emotions. Sometimes somebody will do something and everybody likes to say, well, that triggers me, that triggered me. But, like, why is – what is going on? Is it an abandonment issue? Just analyzing why something is so upsetting to you when it might not be so upsetting to someone else. And just spending time in self-discovery and in quiet. And if you're upset, the best thing to do is get into a quiet space and do a little self-discovery and ask yourself, why am I really this upset about this? And the worst thing you can do is use social media like a soother or a teething ring and get on social media, because then you're not thinking about yourself and your own mind, and you're looking at all this other stuff going on. And I'm not down on social media. I just know what can happen from personal experience. And it's important to feel your feelings. And that's how you begin to understand what's going on in your heart and mind. Maybe something that had happened in the past. And I've had things like that. And it's good to discuss it with a close friend, somebody who knows you really well, that has seen things, you know, that have happened and how they have occurred. And they might say to you, well, you know, I noticed that you always react this way when this person talks to you in that tone or something like that. And so fixing it is about thinking about it and discovering why this is an emotional trigger for you. Changing the way you think about a situation, that's easier said than done, but it can be done. And it happens with just changing your word choices. And I'll just say a simple thing about when, instead of saying, I'm getting sick, when you say I'm fighting something off, you know, or it's saying it in the positive tone. Like, I've got a lot to do. I'm halfway there. I'm getting this done. But really paying attention to the words that come out of our mouth and the thoughts that we're having. Because the good news is you can change this. And you can, you know, a lot of people write down affirmations and they say them every day until it gets imprinted in your brain. And our brain is so powerful and strong, and our mind can make all the difference when we're going through things. And whatever the best way, whether it's what you want to listen to, what are you listening to? If I'm really having a tough time, I'm listening to somebody like Les Brown who's going to really lift me up and is strong. And there's, you know, it's like, I don't know, mental prescription. There's certain speakers you listen to. You know, if you're trying to grow your business and do a lot of things you didn't think you could do, maybe you want Tony Robbins. If you're going through adversity, you definitely want Les Brown. You know, if you're trying to do financial stuff, you know, maybe T. Harv Eker. There's just different people that you want to listen to for different things. And when you learn how to do that, it's a game changer. Let's see, I already talked about that. I talked about expectations, but modifying your expectations is, again, it's something we do in our own mind. If we're going to a party or we're expecting someone to treat us in a certain way, a lot of times there's like two kinds of mental strength that we need. There's the real mental strength that when somebody dies and there's a loss or there's a bankruptcy or a separation or a loss of a family member, that's never easy. But you get through it, and oftentimes our love and our compassion for our family around us, like we can't just collapse and fall apart because we have other people depending on us. And that responsibility and that love kicks in and it gets you through. And when you're strengthening your own mind and heart, you're strengthening others around you. And it just truly helps. When you start to go through it, you realize that you're going to be okay and you're going to make it, and you're teaching people how to go through it too. Jim Rohn always used to say, your life can be an example or a warning, and people are watching, so be careful. Avoid negative self-talk, and that's hard to do, especially with a lot of the social media and a lot of, like, television programs and things. There's a lot of negative programming on there, but don't let people talk negative to you, and most importantly, don't talk negative about yourself, like, I'm so stupid, oh, I'm always late, oh, I can't remember names. All these things, we talked about this on another show, your brain, your subconscious mind believes everything you tell it. So when you're telling your subconscious mind, I'm so stupid, I'm always late, I can't remember names, I'll never get through this, I'm not going to make it, I know I'm going to fail. When you say all those things, the little mental computer is saying, oh, okay, because you're the captain of your ship, whether you realize it or not. You're calling the commands. So since you're calling the commands, let's make them positive and say, I'm going to make it. I can. I will. I always do. I've done this before. I can do it again. This isn't fun, but I will get through it. and we're going to make it, and it's going to be okay, and we're all going to be okay. And you keep saying it until you believe it, and you strengthen yourself by avoiding negative self-talk, and you catch yourself. And I do it too. I'll say, and then I'll go, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I've been teaching this stuff for years, but you get conditioned by the people around you, especially if you're around a lot of people that use sarcasm and, you know, put downs because they think it's funny. I personally don't enjoy that kind of humor. And you can control that too. You can limit your exposure to negative people, and everybody doesn't have to have access to you. Your life is your life, and protecting yourself and building yourself is a full-time job. And you certainly don't want to have people that are putting you down around you or being toxic. And you don't have to get mad. You just have to. So a lot of times I say, you know what, I'm not mad, but I'm going to hang up. I'm not mad, but I'm going to leave. Because I just take myself out of the situation now, and there were years that I didn't. And that's why I'm just sharing with you guys stuff that I've learned from being in an abusive relationship or being in a toxic relationship with an ex-boss and things like that. And you learn, and you get better, and you adjust, and then it doesn't happen again. So right there is where you catch yourself at thinking, uh-oh, it's happening again, and you let fear set in, or you say, no, I'm not letting that happen again. I already learned this one before. So, and lastly, number 7, choose control. You can choose control. You just have to catch yourself, and you have to surround yourself with good friends, good people who will remind you, don't collapse into it like she did. And you can flip the script on your feelings, because we can't let our feelings manage us. There was a time when I was going through a lot of stuff through my divorce, and my sister, I started doing it, and I said, oh, I was whining about my ex-husband and what was going to happen to me. And my sister said, don't get off on that floor. And I said, what? And she said, you know when you're on an elevator and you realize you're getting off on the wrong floor and you jump back on the elevator? She said, you don't want to get off on that floor right now that you're thinking about. And, you know, metaphors and examples like that help. A lot of times I start to freak out, and I'm like, don't get off on that floor. We don't have time for that. The show must go on. We have to go on. People are depending on us. You know, you can't just sit in bed and cry. I mean, you can, but if you want to have your best life and get through things and be an example and show your children and your family, especially if you're the leader of your family, you want to show people how to respond. It's not what happens to you in life. It's how you respond to it. Because we all have, really all have all the same things happen. Some of us have had some harder knocks than others. But that's your responsibility. Your ability to respond is what makes all the difference. And when you can train your mind to be stronger than your feelings, you're going to have a better life. And by the way, one of my favorite coaches of all time, Vince Lombardi, said this, fatigue makes cowards of us all. That's right. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. You can't shortchange yourself on the sleep. You need to get your sleep at night. You know, and I did a radio show about 10 years ago, and it was for parents, and I was telling parents to take their kids' phones away from them at night. And one of my daughter's friends said, my daughters have been mad at you for 2 years. She would go in there and take their phones away from them because the kids weren't getting any sleep. And then they're wondering why you're getting all this attitude and they're not studying in school. And we just can't. And the same thing, I used to do it when Facebook first started, stay up working late, and we compromise our sleep. And when you need sleep and nutrition and exercise for the body, because that's how you can strengthen your mind. And you're not going to be just falling apart because you're tired. You know, when you think of the little toddler and they're crying and fussy, what do the parents say? He needs a nap. You know, same applies. And you have to really shore yourself up. When you know you're going through a storm in life, like a real one, then it's like, okay, I got to eat healthy. I got to get some exercise and I got to get my rest. And you cannot skimp on any of those three things because that's the fuel. That fuels the mind that gets you through these things and really helps you to live that best life that everybody wants to live. So, Peter, I've been going on quite a bit here, so I want to let you chime in.
All excellent stuff. So just as my little addition, if you will, is, you know, I had to try to figure out how I think and had to try to figure out how other people think and put it in words that worked for me. So one time, I don't remember the series of sentences I put together, but or when it happened or why it happened, but here's what I've been thinking for a long time. First is I control my thoughts. So I control my thoughts. Second, my thoughts control my feelings. And then the conclusion is, therefore, I can control my feelings by controlling my thoughts. So I control my thoughts. My thoughts control my feelings. Therefore, I can control my feelings by controlling my thoughts. If you kind of unravel that and you think about it a lot, it's just kind of like, you know, pick anything that you might, you know, be irritated, flustered, challenged with or whatever, and just say, well, wait a minute. You know, just like the people at the airport when they lost their luggage, they control their thoughts, and their thoughts do control their feelings, and therefore they can control their feelings by controlling their thoughts. So that's something that has really served me very well forever. And then here's one that I picked up a while ago that is like, not all of my thoughts are put in my head by me. Like, I don't create all my thoughts. Sometimes thoughts come into my head from the outside, and I don't know. So I'm saying as sincerely as I mean, I don't know if it's spiritual reasons why thoughts come into my head that I don't own. Because sometimes they're not like me at all. Like if you've ever read a headline where there's bad news and you feel like, okay, this is good. Like, that, no, it's not. Like, there's nothing good about this. Why did you think that? Like, what the hell, Peter? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd say to myself, what the hell? Where did that come from? Like, is it, you know, my religious friends would say, well, that's Satan putting those thoughts in your head. Like, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm not that smart. Is it some guy outside my window, like with some military device that hasn't been like a UFO, you know, that they haven't unreeled yet? Like, is he plugging stuff in my head? I don't know. Are these random things that bounce off the wherever the cosmic universe, you know, in woo-loo-loo? I have no idea. But one thing I have learned is I don't own all of the thoughts that roll around in my head. So that helps a little bit too. So, but then you can say, but wait a minute, I can control my thoughts. So whether you're making them up on your own, your subconscious mind is figuring it out, some woo-woo voodoo doll guy is sitting there with a doll of Peter Mingles and sitting there just saying, I'm going to get that dumb bastard. I don't know. I can control them. I can control my thoughts, and therefore I can control my feelings. So, go ahead. I'll let you comment.
Okay, because by saying that, you reminded me, and we've been talking a lot of heavy stuff, I certainly have. I want to end with a funny story, but it'll make sense to you, especially based on what Peter was just saying about I control my thoughts. And so there was this is a story I heard from Brian Tracy, and I never forgot it. And he talks about, and it was about this, about that we control our thoughts and actions. And if we don't like something, we can stay in it or we can change. And so there was this construction worker, and they're taking their lunch break, and everybody's opening their lunches. And this guy's sitting down there, and he opens his lunch, and he says, peanut butter. I hate peanut butter. Peanut butter. Ah! And he slams his lunchbox shut. I hate peanut butter. And the other guys are all kind of looking at him. And the next day, happens again. Opens the lunchbox, peanut butter. I hate peanut butter. Shuts it again. And third day, it starts to happen again. One of the other guys says, I can't stand this. He walks over and he goes, man, why don't you tell your wife to stop putting peanut butter sandwiches in your lunchbox if you hate peanut butter? And he said, wife, I'm not married. I pack my own lunch. So that's the point. We're packing our own lunches, so let's pack it with stuff that we want that's valuable and good instead of, you know, just suffering. So train your mind to be stronger than your circumstances.
That's it. And there's a key to life there.
Yep.
key to everything there. It'll, if you can control your mind, you can create your own destiny or prevent your own destruction. So having
yes.
said all those things, thanks for being here on your own radio show. Hopefully you come back next week, Mrs. Magoo.
I will.
I think we should redesign like a football uniform for you to go out in regular, maybe that might help. So do like football uniform.
Oh, right.
You just kind of like travel around.
Yeah. My kids are always saying I need a helmet.
That's it.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And we'll see you here next week.
Oh, but we forgot to say, if you're looking for a great coach, make sure you check out JeanineAvila.com. She probably has some coaching openings, so make sure you talk to Jeanine, and we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.